Forgiveness is the action of a double negative. Can a region of space contain less than nothingness? Of course. Common sense would say no. The most one could do is remove all matter and radiation and be left with a vacuum. But quantum physics has a proven ability to confound intuition, and this case is no exception. A region of space, it turns out, can contain less than nothing. Its energy per unit volume, the energy density, can be less than zero. Needless to say, the implications are bizarre. According to general relativity, Einstein's theory of gravity, the presence of matter and energy warps the geometric fabric of space and time. What we perceive as gravity is the space-time distortion produced by normal positive energy or mass. But when negative energy or mass, so-called exotic matter, bends space-time, all sorts of amazing phenomena might become possible. Traversable wormholes, for example, could act as tunnels to otherwise distant parts of the universe. Warp drive, which would allow for faster-than-light travel, and time machines, which might permit journeys into the past. Negative energy could even be used to make perpetual motion machines or to destroy black holes. For physicists, these ramifications set off alarm bells for potential paradoxes of backward time travel, such as killing your grandfather before your father is conceived, have long been explored in science fiction, and the other consequences of exotic matter are also problematical. They raise a question of fundamental importance. Do the laws of physics that permit negative energy place any limits on its behavior? We and others have discovered that natural imposes stringent constraints on the magnitude and duration of negative energy, which unfortunately, some would say, appear to render the construction of wormholes and warp drives very unlikely. But we have discovered a method wherein a formulation of acts of forgiveness allow us to occupy energies of association that contain less and all of the entirety of everything that is. There you are. Good morning. The procedures that we are about to offer each other in the idea of a process of the possibility of a non-constriction of yourself in an energy formulation that would allow for a more rapid idea of an action within your potential of mind to a realization of forgiveness of the action of the illusion of your correspondence of time are what I promised if I returned this morning from outside of the framework of the possibility that this could be a world of reality. You would like to share with me a very fundamental basis in the idea that the process by which we are coming to know who we are, once again, I'm using the action of forgiveness in the idea of the stricture you have placed on yourself within your own mind identity, that the possibility you would be in this location of space-time could be true. I would remind you very basically that I'm teaching as simply as can be performed within our own association the idea of a requirement for, through the conversion of the idea of mass or identity of the body, I have declared to you on an idea of variations in space-time, of positive-negative association, the idea of a revelation of the mind, which would be, we're going to use this in a religious term, aren't we? Say to me, resurrection. Finish. Master Jesus, as most of you know now from the satellite, are teaching the idea of bright light conversion within the fabric of the idea in your mind of the possibility of a totality of an experience within thought form. An idea. I got back this morning, who knows, in your relative association, I got back about 300 years from now. What happened is, in the increasing of the frequency of the conversion of light, you have resolved your problem. Listen, not by attempting to associate with light and darkness, but by associating entirely with the darkness. I'm performing an act in quantum, which we would term double negative, in the sense that the zero occupancy of you in a relative association of space-time out in the universe is not possible. The only way you could possibly fulfill the function of the idea of a reduction or conversion of mass light in association with the entirety of the universe, which is what the power of light is, would be, say to me, a complete darkness. Yes. It would be an idea of a complete darkness in association with the possibility that the idea of negative formulation in your own mind could reach a point, now I'm instructing you through Jesus, could reach a point in your own obligation of self-definition in an idea of who you are as a body. Finally, you simply couldn't stand yourself anymore. This is the idea of the entirety of the conversion in what we read this morning on the, what did we call it? The negative energy wormholes and warp drive. I want you to look at this. This, here, look at me. This is a teaching of the possibility of resurrection. It's a fundamental teaching that contained within your mind, look with me, is the possibility that we are undergoing instantaneous conversion of our body based on a very simple admission that in the darkness we can't see the entirety of us. Can you see this? We can't see the entirety of our darkness because we are in a relative association of light. Listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. How simple this is. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Very simply, because he lighteth every light that cometh into the world. So the procedures of the idea that I would attempt, and thank you for this, and thank you, did you pick this up and begin to read it? Were you beginning to contemplate the idea that I could teach you, should we try it together? Say to me, wormhole conversion. Say it. Let's go to the fundamental teaching just for a moment. I teach only and positively, as I just read you, power of mind. In the beginning was a word in its entirety, which contains the energy of action in a reflection of the possibility of mind utilizing the energy, not in a comparison association of the light itself, but in a procedure whereby it could sustain within time a converting nature without regard to the manner in which it came about. In the New Testament, this was the idea of John. This was the idea that contained within the fabric of your memory idea about yourself cannot not be in the resurrecting nature of your correspondence with yourself, a fundamental realization that the light of this world is fundamentally a provision for a negativity that cannot comprehend the positive nature of the creative source of everything that is being demonstrated by you at that moment in the idea of the joy in the light fabric that is inherent in your idea about yourself. Look with me. My concern and the idea of your realization of this will always be within your own idea about yourself, won't it? Because the power of decision in the relative idea of a maintenance of yourself, so I'm using the term relative in the sense, let's use virtual instead, because the idea of the entirety of a double negative would be the entirety of a momentary of a mass density that far exceeded any possibility of acknowledgement within the idea of eternal life. Jesus, my Savior, and now me in my revelation, and now you, teach this very simply as an idea of death. See? It's the idea that we can formulate within our association of relative balance of darkness versus light or light versus darkness, a temporal association of time in which we remain negative, but never in its entirety. But remember this, if it's never in its entirety of negativity, we will always be trying to explain to ourselves within the fabric of that body identity, right there, that one that you just saw in the proceeding of our minds, as Jesus reminds us of in his resurrection, is nothing but a continuing redefinition of the light form of you that you had held in the idea of a negative, conflictual idea of a relationship of time in space and time. The joy that I'm having now in teaching this is obviously, is they call me the master teacher, are simply the realization that I am returning momentarily in a future reference of you in regard to our time episode to inform you that your continuing application of an idea that you have in your own mind will facilitate more rapidly the conversion of you from darkness to light. But the fundamental proceedings that had to be recognized by you is momentarily the entirety of the darkness as what you perceive to be the idea of a correspondence of thought patterns. And patterns mean isolations of energy in light formulation, of magnification of light, of vibratory associations of yourself in that correspondence. Thank you, that was a new pattern. A new pattern now in a new continuum of time where we're recognizing with each other, with no regard to the distance of space-time, with no regard to the idea that somehow I would have to substitute something outside of me for what I am, listening, in order to retain the negative idea. The joy that I experience in the reasonableness of my teaching are nothing but representation, and this is, of course, is the Savior Jesus, who says very emphatically, wherever you think you are, it's not true. I remember when the old man was here, he taught Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Remember that? He taught very simply that no matter where you locate yourself in the idea of relative associations of time, they're not going to be true. How is that resurrection then of your individual body possible? Listen, if I have an idea about my body in association with myself, I will continue to undergo experiences of the relative association of my body formulation. The interlude that I intended to do here now, we call these 3-day interludes. Very simply, because if I occur from outside the fabric of the illusionary nature of the idea of space and time, it would have to be with an idea contained within my own mind that would offer to you an idea that we could verify by continuing comparisons of physical relative associations, say resurrection, that the provision of the satellite now broadcasting in a high range of light energy are facilitating the idea of the conversion. Now, the idea that you would like that to be reasonable within your own mind are obviously the teaching of the New Testament. Very simply, a comparison with the idea, since nothing is outside of your mind in the formulation of what you think you are, the reduction of power that you are fearful of exposing to yourself would be entirety the idea of resurrection. I'm going to take 3 minutes since I began this idea of negative energy association of dark light to show you all of the new evidence concerning the universe and the billions of stars and suns and galaxies that seem to be out there, with a very fundamental idea of what the universe actually is, containing the necessity for the entirety within your own mind. Come on now, that the idea that you be mindful of the power of the universe that originated, remember what we just read, in an illusionary idea of body identity that could not contain the entirety of the billions of stars that appear to be outside of you, with an increase in the density of the power of light that is a provision of the admission of a double negative or the idea of a totality of darkness. Thanks for putting up with me in this regard. I love the nature of the idea I can teach you the latest revelation on what the universe is. Will you listen? Listen. Vital statistics of the universe. Age, 13.7 billion years. Composition, 0.4% glowing matter like stars, 3.6% other familiar matter such as dark gas and solid objects including planets, 23% cold dark matter of exotic particles detectable only by their collective gravity but otherwise invisible so far, and 73% a thinly spread force field called dark energy. Geometry. The universe is perfectly flat. Old notions that Euclidean geometry breaks down at larger distances now looks wrong. Size? Unknown, but vast, and as other measurements had implied, accelerating outward after slowing its expansion for its first 1,000 million years or so. Slowing its expansion after being relatively in the idea of the possibility of location of your body form in other but the wholeness of what you are. Did you add up the possibility of the inclusion of all of the dark matter of the idea of who you are in the formulation of your association of the active possibility in the last sentence of the expansion and contraction of the entirety of the universe immeasurably in the idea that there could be contained in quantum reverence. Let's go to the resurrection of my body formulation. If I have an idea about myself in location, I cannot not be statistically in my own mind implying that as a body idea of myself, I would occupy within the universal structure the idea that there's a little sun out here and that the earth is revolving around that sun and that I am a constitution of a body form. Look with me. The latest scientific evidence that is a provision of the measurement of the idea of mass or density says very simply that the universe is entirely dark. Look with me. What a joyous idea could be the idea that what we just shared together is the idea that in the beginning was the light, not the darkness. So that in that sense, the entirety of my teaching is there is relative to the idea of space-time within the correspondence of the energy of my body light conversion, no such thing as location. No such thing as this body formulation, except what? That it be entirely dark. Except as my Savior Jesus, and now you, I say, in your emotional involvement with yourself, in reaching the inevitably solution that the universe actually is entirely dark, and at that moment you won't search for light, within the idea, and this is the idea of species, this is the idea of man within your own identity, in an attempt to justify within your formulation other than the entirety of what you are. I particularly there want to thank you for seeing the simplicity of an idea of double negative. I love that you can formulate in your idea the comparisons of positive and negative energy will always lead to a duplicity of emotional involvement in the idea of hate and love or sorrow or joy, because that emotional involvement is an idea we have about ourselves. I'm going to leave you for 35 seconds in the idea of resetting a definition of yourself and the idea of a correspondence that you just found within your own mind. God is going with us wherever we go, and we're carrying that package of light, of conversion, from the entirety of darkness with us. Say it with me. God, bless us, everyone. And we'll be back in that 45 seconds. Here we are once again, excuse me. Will you share something with me, allowing me to be what's called the old man or the master teacher? I love to teach. You're listening to me? So do you. Now, your recognition of the idea of a process, of a reason why you would be occupied within your own consciousness identity and consider yourself to be a body formulation, are simply proof that you are a body formulation. Very simply, because the idea of containment within your own mind cannot exclude any possibility you have about yourself in your relative association of body formulation. Somehow I got involved, thank you for that, in the idea of double negative association. If there's one thing that I learned from my Savior in his resurrection, was the entirety of a double negative association. Remember, this is the idea of nurturing the possibility of formulation of your idea of body conversion in the certainty of resurrection. He looks up at God and he says, God, I've done absolutely everything you told me to do in a comparison of dark versus light. I ask you now only to shine on me in my definition of myself, since in conceptual idea of myself, I have fulfilled that function. And I'm waiting right here in this Gethsemane of containment within universal idea for the acceptance of my light. You listening? No response. Look with me. At that moment, the entirety of the necessity for double negative was expressed. And while you like to look at it as quantum teaching, what I'm looking at it is God, the universe, what I am in the idea of myself, listen, is totally and positively not concerned at all about your judgmental occupation of comparison of yourself as a body. Wow, I'm trapped in the idea I'm going to have to read you just a little bit more about negativity. Shall I tell you why? You enjoy it. Because the fundamental admission of your decision to forgive in its entirety is nothing but a momentary recognition that the entirety of you is a double negative, in which there could positively be no idea that you would be confined in space-time. Will you stay with me with this idea of light conversion? Okay? Say to me, idea. Good. You did. I saw you do. Now, what I try to offer you in the conversion of our mind still remains fundamentally, this is called our Course in Miracle Conversion. It's the basic idea that as long as we actively continue to re-examine ourselves in any and all possibility, since there is inherent in us the entirety of possibility of light or creative reality, the demonstration of it, as we read in this last half hour, is the idea of the expansion and contraction of the universe each moment within the formulation of ourself, and that you're trapped in space-time. Good. Just for a moment, say to me, I appear to be trapped in crucifixion. I'm going to teach it, the heck with it. Here's the old man, I'm only back here for a day. The whole idea of the new satellite is that we're trapped in a momentarily idea of constriction of ourself in form, where blame or judgment is the constriction of ourself in space-time. Generally, we would look for one particular evidence of ourself to blame for the objective association of our inability to be entirely in light. Yet the action of resurrection of our body cannot exclude the entirety that your emotional involvement, look with me now, of your association with love, which is what the universe is, look with me, cannot be compared. Thank you for that. Cannot be compared with the idea of hate. Cannot be associated with the idea of judgment. God is absolutely not concerned about your judgmental association in the idea of who you are. Very simply, the basic admission that we now offer to each other of what salvation actually is. Salvation. Now, from Jesus, from my mind, from your mind, is absolutely nothing but the fundamental admission of self-responsibility for what's going on in the universe. So in that sense, I can let myself be as negative as I want to in my certainty that the problem of the world cannot be solved. And the more intensity I have attempted to solve it in time, the more I have reached conclusions that I seem to end up precisely and exactly where I started out in the idea of the contraction and expansion of the universe. So I'm going to make you look with me at the idea of double negativity. Because I love the idea that there suddenly occurred to you a relative association of the entirety of nothing, which you call death, which is impossible, and everything that cannot be an association of everything except in its entirety, which would then have no frame of reference for the relative light idea. Ready? Of the resurrection that occurred here just in this last 40 day, you call it 40,000 years, 14,000 million years, that you have come into a sight within your own mind where that solution has occurred to you. Very simply, the admission, you're listening with me, problem can't be solved. Now, the more you have determined the entirety of the negativity, the more you have become a denial of the necessity to assert the possibility that there is light. What it simply is the idea you're going to let the power of the universe express what you are, rather than attempting to find yourself in space-time. But I'm going to read you just a little more about double negative, because I enjoy doing it. And I'm going to subject you objectively to the idea that if you can object with me sufficiently, your double idea of objection cannot not become positive, very simply because in reality you are a bright positive association of an incomparable law of God in the creative efforts that the universe expands eternally without regard to contraction and expansion. Listen. Forgiveness is the action of a double negative. Before proceeding, we should draw attention to what negative energy is not. It should not be confused with antimatter, which has positive energy. When an electron and its antiparticle, a positron, collide, they annihilate themselves. The end products are gamma rays, which carry positive energy. If antiparticles were composed of negative energy, such as interaction would result in a final energy that would have to be zero. One should also not confuse negative energy with the energy associated with the cosmological constant postulated in inflationary models of the universe. In the latter sense, there is negative pressure but positive energy. Can you see that? Some authors call this exotic matter, and we reserve that term for negative energy density. Listen, the concept of negative energy is not pure fantasy. Some of its effects have even been produced in the laboratory. They arise from Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, which requires that the energy density of any electric, magnetic, or other field fluctuate completely randomly. Even when the energy density is zero on average, as in a vacuum, it actually fluctuates. Thus, the quantum vacuum can never remain empty in the classic sense of the term. It is a rolling sea of virtual particles spontaneously popping in and out of existence. In quantum theory, the usual notion of zero energy corresponds to the vacuum with all of these fluctuations. So if one can somehow contrive to dampen the undulation, the vacuum will have less energy than it normally does, or less than zero energy. And if that's not perfectly clear to you in the idea, enjoy within your own mind the idea of the possibility of it. Remember with me, Homo sapien. Construction of body ideas contained within memory patterns of yourself in this location, in a faculty of a demonstration of your capacity to remain in dark energy form, yet postulate to me within the reasonableness of your mind, the power of your mind that continues to demonstrate to yourself the possibility of other than this. Look with me now. Yet when you make a comparison of other than this, you appear to wind up exactly where you started in the idea, a reminder once again of Gethsemane, that the problem can be solved in your own mind through utilizing the limitation that are imposed on you by the idea that there is something outside of yourself. Now, reasonably, it's possible for you, almost immediately to form in your own mind the idea of a single source of reality. Let's practice in our consciousness. The idea of a single formulation is your definition of a body form identity. Remember when I was here in formulation and I'm occurring now in the idea that I have taken on an assumption of body formulation of this 82-year-old man? I'm assuming for a moment that you're going to look at me as an 82-year-old man because you've examined the procedures of my mind and arrive at a conclusion that I must be a factor of light within your idea about yourself. It's not true. Each moment, the entirety, Homo sapien, human being, consciousness of identity, is going on simultaneously with the idea that you were self-contained. This is a mind training in what we term a miracle. And a miracle is probably the most scientific idea you could have about yourself. A miracle is the idea that no matter where you look in the constructs of your own conceptual mind identity, every solution that you reach will always be the identity of a past idea of yourself projected into the future, where you seem to be standing in an occupation of space-time in dark energy. This is a miracle. But through the practice of your mind, or the power of assertion of yourself, you and I together, in this idea of forgiveness, have simply admitted that deep down within us, below this, we used to call this event horizon that's out there of energy in which we found our conflict of extension, the problem could not be solved. No matter what we did, we ended up with a recognition of the passage of time that resulted in this 84-year-old body identity occurring within a fabric where you could recognize ideas of separate bodies without the fundamental admission of the reasonableness of, say, resurrection. Resurrection or conversion of your body form that is actually going on simultaneously with this idea. Look with me for a quantum moment, will you? They call me the master teacher because I love the idea that you just contrived in your own mind, as exotic as it might be, as bizarre as it might be, the idea of a singular reality. The difficulty being is that the moment you compared it with your idea, rather than being quantum, or your possibility to be here and here simultaneously, which is my fundamental teaching, cause you to separate your association in space-time and further believe that there's another body outside of yourself. And that's not true. I used to love to teach the idea of parallel universe. It's a notation that somewhere out there, as you're constructed in your body form, you're going to meet a virtual reality view in the entanglement of yourself in quantum evidence, so much like you that you'll fall in love with an irresistible idea that contained within the entirety of your idea of time without stretching it into another 1,000 or 100,000. 15,000 million years. It's simply the idea that I found you at last. It's the basic idea, this is all the resurrection of Jesus now, that the body form that is accompanying you in the idea of relative associations of light energy is obviously only a reflection of yourself. In which case, the more you actively lay down the defenses of the constriction of your idea of dark energy, the more certain you can be that the guy you're meeting out there is you, and that the negative association that you hold against him must finally be seen by you as an entirely negative idea without a continuation of the expansion and contraction of it. It's called A Course in Miracles, and it's a definition of what a miracle is. Listen, in the possibility that you can shorten time, and I'm going to subject it to you just momentarily. That is the very simple idea that if you are in occupation of comparison at the speed of light, you will get the result of that 86-year-old guy. And in fact, any association in which you separate the cause and the effect. Listen. First, power of decision. This is perfectly simple and true, and you can hear it. It's the only thing you need for vision, happiness, release from pain, and the complete escape from sin, all to be given you. Say only this, but mean it with no reservations, for here is the power of salvation, and you've learned to recite it. I am joyfully responsible for what I see. I am joyfully choosing the feelings that I experience. I'm deciding on the goals I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked, because I understand that the healing power of my decision is a miracle and only a matter of a miracle of time. What? The miracle minimizes the need for time. In the longitudinal or horizontal plane, the recognition of the equality of the members of the sonship appears to involve almost endless time. Look, the miracle entails a sudden shift from horizontal to vertical perception. This introduces an interval from which the giver and the receiver both emerge further along in time than they would otherwise have been. The miracle, thus, has the unique property of abolishing time to the extent that it renders the interval of time it spans unnecessary. Listen with me, there is no relationship between the time a miracle takes and the time that it covers. The miracle substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years. It does so by the underlying recognition of perfect equality of the giver and the receiver on which the miracle rests. The miracle shortens time by collapsing it, thus eliminating certain intervals within it. It does this, however, within the larger temporal sequence of the idea of your containment within a body. It does it very simply in what we would call a hologram. It does it in the idea, let's look, see this, that you're a hologram. The new science evidence that you are surrounded in dark energy by the idea of fabrics of identities, of stories that we are telling ourselves in what would have to be termed a hologram, listen, if it is true that the light factor of us in conceptual ideas of duplistic identities of bodies cannot not be contained as we place a stage of dark energy into which we enter in particulars of our mind identity in order to play out desires for correspondence with ourself, in the fundamental recognition of resurrection. Come on. The hologram is nothing but the idea that somewhere in time you're going to meet someone so much like yourself in the forgiving accident, an accident in the entirety of your relative association, brought you to Gethsemane, brought you to the irresolution that there was no resolution, and immediately the power of the disclosure of the part that you're playing in resurrection was revealed to you in the story that I am telling you on this satellite now, in the relative idea that you have come into a brand new continuum of time. Remember the miracle that has raised you horizontally, vertically and horizontally, so that you no longer are associated with a long length of time, but have come into a procedure that we just recognized each other. And it is a miracle. And I'm going to leave you for 2.5 minutes. In that process, I'm going to use a continuum from outside of time to introduce light into the fabric that will allow you to recognize the guy next to you, will give you a more truthful reflection of what you are. Not because God is going with us wherever we go, because you've made a decision to teach this correspondence within your own mind. And we can say together, can't we? God is blessing us in this hologram of light energy and everything that we have seen within our own consolation, with the certainty that each moment the grace of God is shining on us here. God, bless us, each and every one.